Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:10 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air with over 75 HVAC technicians. So they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Feel free to get involved in the program on the appliance discount or phone lines. 855-CUB-TALK, 855-282-8255. Your Four Seasons Penske truck, captain's log. Doug Cliff Polite, former Cardinal, but he pitched with Roy Halladay in Toronto in 2002 and 2003. He'll be with us at 8 o'clock.
Nice.
Gabe DeArmond, I view it more as a Missouri basketball preview, but I know you're kind of, you had this game with Tennessee.
I'm really big into the bowl season, and I want nothing more than to see our Tigers in a bowl game.
Good for you.
Missouri.
Nicely.
What bowl game is your favorite?
The Orange Bowl.
I like the Peach Bowl.
That's where the national championship is this year, I think.
So they have a shot at that?
At the Peach?
No, they don't. No,
all right, I'm just checking.
Yeah, you can take a look at the college football playoff standings last night. I could see a path.
A path to the Peach?
That's right.
I like the Pringles Bowl.
Monique Medina at 9:15. She is back. Hopefully she is feeling better. I believed last week that she had been instructed not to appear on the program, but now perhaps she is proving me wrong by coming on to talk about the need to use GIFs in our tweets to build our
brand. So she's kind of a consultant, a radio consultant for us? She's not a talent scout, is she?
On why sports radio brands should be utilizing GIFs to enhance their social media presentations.
Okay.
By Monique Medina.
Okay, Monique. And Monique says, describes herself as a 60-year-old man stuck in the body of a woman. Was that right?
Yep. Essentially, I think she said a 50-year-old Boston man stuck inside of a...
50-year-old.
That's right.
Boston man.
That's
getting pretty specific.
Here it is. 50-year-old Boston man trapped in a California woman's body. Monique Medina. 385 Twitter followers. I think 300 plus are listeners of this show. Dotem is active with her. Dotem was active yesterday.
He is active, man.
Doug, I didn't realize this, but there is backlash against Stingray amongst the Hail State fans.
Why?
They felt like when he went on, did you see Tosh.0 last night?
No,
I didn't.
So when he did the, we have audio of it.
I'm surprised you even asked us if we watched it.
I knew the answer was no, but then you say no, and then it makes it look like I have Dish, even though I didn't see it, but nobody will call me on it.
Boy, there was backlash on social media. I just wrote a story by using three tweets.
Hey, don't you pick off 2017 journalism. So this is actually specific to Mississippi State fans because Daniel Tosh, Doug, he's the host of Tosh.0.
Sure is.
Did you see it last?
No, I didn't.
So he's sitting in what is one of those tailgate tents. I don't know if there's a name for them outside of tailgate tents. You see them all over the Grove in Oxford.
Okay.
There are four poles, okay, with like maybe an eighth of it is tented. And so...
Tented?
Tented.
Four poles and an eighth of it is tented.
That's right. That's right.
What the hell does that mean?
And so Daniel Tosh and Stingray are under said tailgate tent.
The one-eighth part.
Well, the tent proper, but one-eighth of it is covered by roofing.
Is it like a pup tent?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it is?
Yeah, that's where Jake Gyllenhaal took the high hard look.
Okay.
So
that's right.
Stingray is in there breaking down Mississippi State football. I mean, this is what the country's talking about, especially Tosh's audience. But Tosh is dressed in overalls with no shirt and no shoes.
It's funny. It's funny.
And that has offended some Mississippi State fans, including a gentleman with I guess he's got a blog.
Yeah, okay. Who doesn't? Podcasts and blogs. We all got them. We all got them.
And he was going after Stingray. Doug, do you follow Brandon Walker?
I just don't. I know I should.
He's the podcast director for SEC Country and a fan of Mississippi State.
Okay.
He has 5,600 followers and only 18,000 tweets. So that's on the positive side of the Roderick scale. And Dotem, he was very critical of Stingray, saying Mississippi State true fans need to distance themselves from Stingray because of portrayals of Mississippi State fans as rednecks. Here is Stingray on Tosh last night.
The lever plowsy.
How'd you get the name Stingray?
When I was a lot younger, I lived down in Orange Beach, Alabama for the summers, and I met a lot of childhood friends down there, and they gave me the nickname of Stingray because I would come every summer and stay the entire summer.
Just like a stingray?
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense to me at all, but I like it. How old are you? Because you look 12.
About to be 30 in January.
You got the salt and pepper coming in. That's going to help. You got a baby face. The beard is a good look.
Thank you.
I like the mustache.
Yes.
But the beard makes you look more attractive.
Thank you.
How did you get so popular online?
I wanted to be the voice of Mississippi State football.
Uh-huh.
So I put out my first rant in 2014 for LSU, and we won that game the first time we'd beaten LSU in like 18 years.
Uh-huh.
Sent in a rant the next week. They showed it, and the Stingray was born.
You think the team watches your videos before each game?
I do. Because I interview former players, and they always tell me that they would always meet at a certain location every week and watch my videos.
A certain location? Are they allowed to discuss where that is?
I guess at their dorm. I don't know. Or on
just
the practice
home.
Field.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that an oil painting of yourself?
No, it's the actual photograph.
Okay. Well, yes. Are you aware how crazy you look standing in front of a photo of yourself?
Yes.
I mean, that's what I think of when I think of the South.
Right.
Like, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Just in his manner.
Doug, so Brandon Walker had not seen it yet. This is the guy that Dotem.
Okay.
Needed. So if you haven't seen it, that's when you jump in.
That's right. That's right. I just saw the Stingray on Tosh preview. Mississippi State fans have to cut ties with this guy. He willingly lets Mississippi State look bad to advance his own brand. Once again, Monique Medina will be with us at 9:15, and she talks about using GIFs as a radio station to enhance your brand. Well, Brandon Walker, who has a podcast, he says Stingray is damaging the Mississippi State brand. And there's a lot of people around the country talking Mississippi State. And also, just as I scroll through his timeline, the cat, you'll like this because you might be able to post this today after somebody listens to the cat chat with Matt Adams. There's a picture of Brandon. Awesome day for me, guys. My podcast just got its first 5-star review. And there's a picture of him kind of looking like he's the cock of the walk right there is what he is. Doug, he's the cock of the walk.
Okay.
Well,
because he bashed Stingray?
Yep.
Well, all I know is I think anyone that has a podcast, because we're all brothers in this industry, and someone does get a 5-star rating, you look at that and you think, what can I take away to enhance my own product? So that's
that,
good.
I feel like the show advanced at that moment.
Oh, it did not. And who gives out these 5-star ratings? Is that AAA?
Usually it's your brother or your cousin.
Right. My dad's created 700 accounts, and he is busy trying
did a marketing campaign actually paying people to give my podcast a 5-star rating. What they don't understand is that they have to kick a lot of that money back, 78%, based on the handling fee.
That's an industry standard, 78%. It's boilerplate. Sign it. It's boilerplate.
Handling fee.
Right.
All right.
So unfortunately, Stingray didn't like the criticism and then wrote back and kind of showed a different side of himself, kind of like Larry Nickel during the Ravens AFC Championship game at the Ballpark Village Stage, the same day Plowboy debuted as the stylings of his stand-up act.
Right.
And Larry turned on the Ballpark Village audience and began scolding them.
Well, they needed some time.
To the horror of the people employed by the Cardinals at Ballpark Village as to what was going on. I mean, a lot of people have been there for drinking for 7 hours, and all of a sudden, there's a stout gentleman on the stage berating them. And Doug, I don't know if they had it coming.
Was he yelling at them?
I still don't know what that was about. I was just wrapping up the event saying, thank you for attending, and he grabbed the microphone. I felt like Mean Gene Okerlund, and I lost control of the thing.
Mm.
So, Stingray writes back to B. Walker. You are a sorry sack of ass to do this before even seeing the episode. Just a jealous a-hole trying to get somewhere off my coattail.
Oh, wow.
Singular coattail.
A lot of stars.
Yep. Now, Dotem then, after he had just written something, quote, tweeting the Kirkwood Brewhouse account, which I appreciate.
What'd he say?
Let's see, Kirkwood Brewhouse, Doug, that's at K Brewhouse STL, tweeted out, "Our buffalo burger is so tasty. Have you tried it yet?" And then Dotem, quote, tweeted it, "Oh, that bacon isn't candied enough for you, boy."
Of course. Let me moisten them, boy. What about that chamby pie?
Dotem then sent this to B. Walker SEC. Do you follow B. Walker?
No, I don't. We've been through this, haven't we?
No, he was just double checking.
Right. "The advancement of B. Walker's SEC brand is going as poorly as Dan the Man 985's radio career. Hashtag Bolt of Lightning at Bryce Chandler. Hashtag Mail for Mail." And as it turns out, Dan the Man 985 is former KFNS. I don't know what his role was. He had the idea for the man and the woman.
The woman station was just something that hit me like a bolt of light.
I remember that.
And so Dotem usually includes him in his tweets. Dan, his one of his more recent tweets, Doug, to Dan was a picture of a couple of guys making out. It was a GIF, actually, so he was kind of following Modena's role. And see, when you look at his Twitter feed, it's just a bunch of, like, face. I don't know what this is. It looks like somebody's hacked into the account, except he still has access to the account because he occasionally posts. But he wrote back to Dotem, "You are so messed up, loser." So there you have Ouch. You have Dotem and B. Walker. Yeah. You have Dan Marshall and Dotem, and you have Stingray and B. Walker. And it's you know what it is? It's a whole thing.
Okay.
Blues win 3-1.
Yeah, I hope they get it sorted out because these fellas clearly are not happy with one another.
Who is Tosh? Who is this guy?
Oh, he's been very successful. What'd you say, Doug? 9 years on Comedy Central? Tosh?
What is it, Daniel Tosh?
That's right.
Huh. And he does some of the roasts, too, I think, right?
Well, I don't know if he does roasts.
I thought he did.
Maybe you haven't confused with Anthony Jeselnik. Is he Anthony Jeselnik?
I don't know.
I always get
that
Tosh and Jeselnik mixed up.
I saw Jeselnik before he was popular in Peoria about 10 years ago.
So, well, la-di-da.
He opened for Brian Posehn. I thought that was a good show.
Who's Posehn?
He's tweeting at Dan Marshall.
Nah,
as well.
He's a burly bear. He was a character in a Sarah Silverman show where he was gay. He also does a lot of stand-up. Brian Posehn's really funny.
All right. And you saw that in Peoria, did you?
Yep. Anthony Jeselnik opened for him. And then 2 years
How was Jeselnik?
I don't think the crowd was ready for it because this was before he was popular. There were like a lot of... I thought they were hilarious, but jokes that didn't really hit with the crowd as well as they would now.
Were they as funny as this insult comic we had on here a couple of weeks ago? Johnny Fantangelo or whatever his name was?
Vinny? Yes, he was.
Wow.
Number one Vegas act. We had the number one Vegas act here.
That's right.
We still got some tickets on the table outside if anybody wants to go.
Yeah, and he was doing a show at someone's house.
It was, I think, the Sunset Hills Mobile on the Run, maybe.
Iggy doesn't know Tosh. Do you live or under a rock, you creep?
Well, I don't know if it's creepy because I don't watch Tosh. I watch the roast on Comedy Central. That's the only thing I ever watch on that show, and I've never seen a Tosh.
I swear I've seen him as a roaster.
I'm not saying you haven't. I'm just saying I could see you potentially getting confused with somebody who I know is on the roast, which is Anthony Jeselnik. Just because I don't recall seeing Tosh on a
Who's road. The guy that talked about Bea Arthur and her...
Jeffrey Ross.
He's the
roast master general.
He's the best.
The roast master general. The roast master general.
Roast master general.
So anyway, whose side are you on in this Twitter?
Well, I'm on Stingray's side.
There you go.
I'm on Tosh's side.
Tosh isn't involved.
Oh, then I abstain courteously.
I feel like Dotem is helping.
Helping stir the pot a little bit?
No.
Helping in what way?
Just like helping Stingray out?
Wouldn't it be great if Stingray gave a shout out to Deke Dotem on his next video, thanking him for patrolling the media?
Taking up the cause. Yeah, Doug, this Dotem will insert himself.
Yeah. Where he doesn't belong. That's for sure. He's been suspended. He's been suspended indefinitely, so he shouldn't appear on this show anymore.
Can you imagine if you're a guy in Mississippi, I mean, really caught up in college football, and all of a sudden you see some of these things? Just curious if D. McGowan enjoys the sensual touch of another gentleman's finger running down his mayo-filled coin slot?
No.
So he just kind of went through some of these Mississippi State fans, and I don't think that's something they're used to getting in Starkville.
This is what Dotem did.
That's right. That's right.
This whole thing is unfortunate, but it does reestablish my faith. Because you think about the universe, right, Doug? And there's life, and there's stars, and you think, what's beyond this? And if right. the universe goes on infinitely, there's no end to it, right? There's just stars everywhere. Mm. And I think of our little world, and, you know, we're the big stars in this studio, but there's stars everywhere, you know? Right. And it kind of, doesn't that restore your faith?
It does.
That it's not just stars around here. There are stars everywhere, in every corner.
We get caught up in our little galaxy.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah. Oh. But there are stars everywhere.
Yeah. That is really something to think about there.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like my thought?
Well, it's okay. It's okay.
That was sort of a drastic put down right there, and I'm hurt by it.
I understand there are stars in our galaxy, and that's us.
And I kept my word to Stingray and Peter Green, I think it is.
Peter Brady was Christopher Knight, and he got hair transplants, I think.
Yeah, I think I saw that commercial. Yeah.
Whoever the director is.
Wonders if it worked for
he
me.
He looks great.
The director and writer of his sitcom or whatever he's doing sent me an email saying, Stingray asked me to send this to you. So I did. I sent it off to John Ashton and W. Earl Brown. I said, just doing this as a favor. Let me know what you think of this. And
okay.
So at least I kept my word.
Yeah, you did.
Tim, this isn't good for TV, but I mean,
people
for
can
radio,
watch us on MSNBC.
But shield your eyes, because look at this picture, because there's stars.
Oh my God. They're everywhere. Wow. That is actually good.
Who are pretty stars? Great. Oh, it's media.
You're
people.
In there.
Media people gathered around Mark McGwire.
When Mark McGwire at the winter warm-up was brought back and there was pushing and shoving to get there, you might have even been there.
Well, they put him in a little closet.
They put him in a little corner, and you can see all the stars. I guess someone sent me this, and I guess this is in one of the new editions of Cardinal Magazine, this particular photo. But it struck me that these are the stars of our universe.
And you're right in the middle of that, too, aren't you?
I'm a star. You're a star. We're all stars.
You were probably the only one asking questions, too.
You watch him now on the screen.
He did post this last night, Doug. You probably saw it. Thanks to everyone today who had my back.
Who posted that?
Stingray.
Were there a lot of people having his back?
Dotem. No matter where I go or what I do, I try to represent my skewel as best I can. I feel my skit tonight wasn't that bad because I told the truth and how I feel about Starkville in Mississippi State. It's a very family-friendly environment, and I absolutely love that. My true fans are what keeps me doing this. I promise to never let you down. Hail State always, and God bless all.
I think he's probably been a great thing for Mississippi State, and the fact that somebody in Hollywood stereotypes him with the barefoot and a straw hat on, you know, people are going to get stereotyped all over the country, and that's what the stereotype is for Mississippi.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, let's not go to it's a comedy show. So he's just trying to have a little fun with it. I mean, stereotypes generally are not good things, but if a comedian does it, that's part of what they do. I don't think we should take that too seriously.
Well, I'm not
this
taking
guy,
it
Taj,
so I'm saying
mocks everything.
Well, I'd say I think he's great for Mississippi State football.
Right.
I wouldn't worry about what some comedian did.
It's like
I don't think many people are, except this one guy that I don't follow on Twitter that apparently just got a 5-star review somewhere.
Well, that's the serious part. That's when we all need to take a look at it. But it's we've talked about Bill Maher, who I think is very funny. I don't agree with much of what he says, but I respect the fact that he's a funny, smart guy. And then all of a sudden, he'll say something on his show, and it becomes like political news, and one side is, stop it, it's a comedian. I don't get that.
Well, I don't think he's trying to be a comedian on his show, though. I could be wrong, but I don't.
Who's that? Stingray or B. Walker?
Bill Maher.
He's a comedian.
Oh, he's absolutely trying to be a comedian.
But also a political commentator.
Yeah.
Really? But you could do political.
I think he's really, he seems serious when he's talking about politics.
New rules, the end of his show, the little thing that, to me, is hilarious. It makes me laugh every time. Because, yeah, there's political discord, but he treats it as a guy who's trying to get laughs while making his political points. That's all.
I just think on his roundtable sometimes it's as serious as can be for 30 minutes.
I agree with that. But, I mean, it's still a comedy show. But, yes, I agree with what you're saying, that it gets very serious and it gets heated, and I think it can be
And it's gang up. I don't like that part of it. It's always, they'll throw in the one conservative and then everyone get after him, you know, which I hate that. I hate the gang up stuff. And I hate the yelling. I would love to see a political show where it's like four people, two from each side, discussing it in an adult fashion. That then you might learn
something.
Yeah, but
that wouldn't get ratings, so you won't be seeing it. Doug, it's the 7 o'clock, hour 9 o'clock if you're in Bermuda. Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. And then we had some storms come through the area on Sunsbin, kind of out of nowhere. And so if you did deal with that and your home dealt with that, from Festus to Troy to many other places in St. Louis, large hail on Sunday, November 5th, which even shut down traffic in Chesterfield. So if the weather can take down your power lines, imagine what it does to your roof. Beware. There will be strangers knocking at your door. Come and knock on my door.
Come and knock on my door. We'll be waiting for you.
We'll be waiting for you. See, that's pretty good.
Suzanne Summers is available next week.
Is she?
I'll be in Sanibel, but maybe I'll call in.
Buns of Steel? Is that what she had?
Beware, Doug. There will be strangers knocking at your door with offers to repair your roof. Make sure you use an A-plus rated and a local company you can trust, like Lane House Construction, whether you reside in Missouri or Illinois. Lane House Construction is an Owens Corning preferred contractor that offers comprehensive hail inspection and will go over the findings with you in detail. Experience matters with hail and wind damage, so put Lane House Construction's 15 years to work for you. With complete roof repair, mention this ad for a free ridge vent ventilation system. Call Lane House at 866-546-ROOF or look them up at lanehouseroofingandexteriors.com. Lane House, a local tried and true company you can trust. Cliff Polite, Gabe DeArmond, Monique Medina, and the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, and we'll be live at Hot Shots tomorrow, brother, for TMA Live in Edwardsville, presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Well, it sounds important when you say it that
way. Yeah,
that
I kind of feel like that's good voiceover work. Iggy, how are things looking on hashtag FFF? I know Jennings is ready. How are the ladies?
I think it's looking good for two reasons. One, Sea Monster put out a photo of the pearl necklace we're giving away. So that should get some girls from the audience to participate. I got this text last night. I was sleeping at 1:36 a.m., but I saw it this morning. Hey, Kenny, this is Hayden from Hustler STL. Wolf passed on your info for Thursday's radio segment.
Hayden.
I'll be your point of contact. I'm rounding up some of our lovely ladies for Thursday evening. Get an address?
Is this Hayden Fry?
Oh, yeah.
It's a 415 area code, so Frisco, are you?
Frisco?
Oh, yeah. A lot of women from the Bay Area come to Washington
Park.
They
got a marketing guy in San Francisco that doles her girls out for various Foot Fetish Friday operations.
Well, obviously, she's working here now, but
now
she's
these,
from Frisco.
No, the ones that she gets, even if they're like, you know, 45, 50 years old, all tatted up and looking like their best days.
We're the Statue of Liberty of Foot Fetish Fridays.
So we're going to pretend like they're really hot. Is that the deal?
Oh, you've seen this show before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a 40 or 50-year-old woman.
Let me tell you something. I want this crystal clear. And I want this clear crystal. When it comes to a woman in her 40s who still takes care of herself and usually is a little more sexually comfortable than she would be in her 20s, you know, that's what that's a bee's knees. That's the bee's knees. And maybe she's discovered sapphic play.
Oh, how do you know if they're comfortable?
Julianne is.
You have to ask them?
That's right.
Okay.
Get over to Filoni sometime.
Is that where it's at?
Yeah, I'll be at the bar with a scotch and a cigarette and you know you're pretty much in.
Really?
What?
Yeah. They're all up there looking for the strange.
Strange.
The way you said that was so like demeaning. Hey, you know how these broads operate. You got a sandwich you're in. You sounded like the number one act in Vegas we had in here the other day.
You ever hang out there, Iggy?
Yes. Occasionally.
Is it a pony?
It can be.
Wow.
That's where a lot of the single ladies, divorced ladies, widowed ladies.
I thought that was Brio.
Those are old women that are rich. These are just women having a scotch and a cigarette and looking for... I don't think you can smoke in there anymore, though. But
just dangle a cigarette on your lips, maybe. Yeah, that calls them over.
You know, I like Filoni's. It's a great little place. But most of the women there are looking for dudes.
Huh.
And maybe some women, too. I don't know, but it's a good hangout for older people. That's why I go. I'm too young for the clubs.
When was the last time you've been there?
Yeah, what's the word?
3 weeks ago, maybe.
Did you?
I used to go there quite a bit.
Did you meet a special someone there?
I talked to a few women. I just didn't feel like going home with anybody. I was just there to have a couple of cocktails.
But you sensed that the...
All right.
I met one that sounded like that, yeah.
You sensed that the opportunity was there. All you had to do was say, I think so. Yeah. I got sunflowers. Tour the garden.
Yeah, come back to my garden and we'll plant. You can pretty much tell with those women if they're very chatty and... Can I get you another drink? Sure. What do you do? And then they start chatting. You know, you could probably do her.
Then you tell me you're an AM radio, and that really, really hits home.
Yeah, you would think that's an aphrodisiac, isn't it?
I would think so, yeah. Well, they probably listen to the show. Right.
Come here, toots. I can make you a star.
A big, marvelous star.
Is that what you tell them?
No, I try to talk about what they do. Nobody cares what I do.
Mm. Iggy just booked our trip to Temptation for next summer. You should join. That's from the Swing Haven board member. It sounds like you just got invited on a trip. Doug, where is Temptation?
I haven't heard
of that.
Is that
like in Branson?
Is that the new Hedo? I don't know.
No, I'm guessing that's kind of like Desire in Mexico, I'm guessing.
You like Desire, Doug.
You Temptation Resort in Cancun. Uh-huh. Is that it? Very hot. 4.5 stars on Google.
And what does it say? What's the description?
That's what makes
it
very
hot. It's similar to a Desire, kind of a swingers place.
And have you been to Desire?
No, I don't like Mexico.
Okay.
Why not?
Wow.
I don't want to get up in the morning and have to use bottled water to brush my teeth, go out and have a drink, and you got to ask, did you make these ice cubes from distilled water? I mean, I don't want to worry
about
that.
It's not quite that bad, is it, at the resorts?
A lot of them are. It was like that in the Dominican, too. My God, I tried to brush my teeth one day with water. Oh, man, I didn't use the distilled water. I'll probably be on the John all day.
So the explanation, if you're ready.
That bad?
In Mexico, too, you see the crime is creeping into the resorts now. You see people on the grounds of resorts. Yeah. It's getting dangerous there,
Where a couple people have been
while
drugged
playing
and
at our adult-centric, superior, all-inclusive, topless optional resort, you will enjoy a sense of freedom and empowerment you never knew existed.
Doug?
And not to mention an insanely sexy amount of fun.
Really?
That's the highlight.
I'm not sure why so many thousands of people go to Mexico when you could find just about anything in Mexico you could find in Florida.
My parents love it.
I mean, is there anything down in Mexico that you can't find in this country?
Banging out in the open? Where can you do that in Florida?
You feel like it's time for a song, know. Tim?
I'm kind of interested in the discussion, I have to be honest with you. But I'll never argue with the song.
I didn't see that.
See what?
You didn't see banging out in the open, bro?
Well, that's... No.
Wasn't Victor like just put up his...
He was just the
you've really distanced yourself from Victor. Something happened because you came back and you said I made a lifelong friend. He was a wonderful guy. You had like 7 stories. We went off the grounds with Victor and he took us around to the little bodega. Remember that?
No. He was just the entertainment guy.
He talked a lot
about
it.
I thought
he
was the bellhop, too.
Well, he was the bellhop.
And the masseuse, you said in the masseuse?
He was singing on stage at one point, and he was walking around the beach trying to sell drinks. Oh, he was everywhere.
They actually
Pepper Pot.
And you made plans to visit him at Christmas.
I didn't.
They actually call the pool Sexy Pool. And there's a bar called She, which is a playground for everyone.
Have you ever been to She?
No, but there's nothing like that.
What about
anywhere in Florida or California?
I don't think so.
Anything like that?
No. She isn't there.
Maybe that's your million-dollar idea.
What?
Turn one of these Mexican places that everybody wants to go to, just bring it here.
Yeah.
I don't Florida.
Like Belleville or something.
Hire Victor and then...
Yeah.
I don't think you can get away with those things in the States.
Don't say the States.
Doug, the ocean is far better in Mexico. Thanks, 314.
There's got to be some place that could use a little pick me up with its tourism.
Ocean's pretty nice in Mexico.
On the Gulf or
Mississippi,
the state of Mississippi, right down there by on the Gulf.
The Gulf Coast.
Yes,
like we could set up our own hedonism where the Becky Thatcher used to.
Can you imagine revitalizing the riverfront?
Yeah,
don't you think people would take a chance with that rather than go to Mexico?
What about this, Doug? Down in Jamaica, they've got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart.
See, the difference between me and you with the entertainment people is you try to distance yourself from Victor. I still have
good for you, Iggy. Good for you, Iggy.
There.
Well,
calls it like he sees it.
There.
I still am in contact with 2 or 3 entertainment coordinators from Hedonism. I flew one here one time.
A gentleman?
Flew her here.
No, girl.
Wow.
Was she always a girl, or had she had the operation?
Mm. I never saw a penis.
I have an R2-D2 that I use as a butt plug.
Nicola was her name.
Oh, Nicola.
And what did you do? You you flew her in, and that was it for her. They never saw her again. What happened there?
No, she went back to Jamaica, then got a job stripping in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, I believe, and then she turned to women.
You turned her?
Oh, I didn't turn her. I think she was always into women. Jay knows. Well, Jay knows. Jay
that
knows.
A good one. Yeah,
good. Jay knows. Jay knows of Nicola.
Now, how would he know? Because
the first year I met her, I came back from Jamaica, and it was me, Jay, and Balzer doing a morning show on 590. I'm gone for 2 weeks. I come back.
2 weeks, Fortnite.
And Paul Cook, who I didn't know, was doing Y98 at one time.
Sure.
He's in the studio, and I go in, he goes, "You Iggy?" I go, "Yeah." Sure. Paul Cook, I said, where the hell's Jay and Howard? Oh, they're on vacation.
Oh, they're gone.
I'm coming back after 2 weeks. I'm hosting the show with Paul Cook, who I don't know.
No, you didn't know.
After like 45 minutes, I was so bored at a break. I said, I'm just calling. I'm putting Nicola on the air.
Yeah, bring her in.
I called her and put her on the air. We talked about Jamaica for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. How was it?
It was fun.
What was it about men that she found repugnant?
Mm. Her?
Yeah.
No, man, she just got into women.
It's hot, man.
Maybe she was bisexual the whole time and then just decided when she's stripping and she's seeing all these creeps throwing dollars at her, she just turned to women.
Now, do you feel...
A lot of strippers do that.
Do you feel Doug is out of line for coming back with great stories of Victor? I think everyone remembers he talked about their friendship and how they bonded. And all of a sudden, he's back stateside. He forgot about
him. Yeah, and you just ignore him. Why don't you write him letters and maybe fly him up for an afternoon or something? Come in for a weekend?
Write him letters?
Yeah. Keep in touch with him. He worked his ass off for you.
You love that guy.
I said maybe three sentences to Victor the whole time I was there.
Well, that's not the way you portrayed it when you came back. You talked about Victor this, Victor that. Hey, no. we went over there with Victor. Victor showed us this. He had a lot of stories.
Victor was everywhere, that's all.
Bundesliga? Second
Bundesliga.
Well, obviously he made an impression on you because you talked about
him. He didn't. I don't. You guys talk about him.
You said if you ever have another child, you're naming him Victor.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Play the tape.
I did none of the such.
I just can't believe you diss him like that and just forget about him.
Guys, Iggy is the anti-name dropper. He talks about his random friends and paid whores if we know or care. Thank you. That's some recaps.
Well, I had to tell her name to fit her into the story of when I came back.
Sure, it personalizes it.
Like, why do you want me
to say? Where is she now?
I met a girl. I'm not going to give you her name, even though nobody knows her. And then I came back home and I called her on the air. And no, just throw a name in there. It makes it more personal.
Doug, it's not too late to just write the guy a letter. Thanks.
Writing him a letter. I wouldn't have any idea where to write.
You know what? If I can say this.
Remember
Doug,
me.
Doug.
What are you talking about?
It's the right thing to do. All right, do the right thing. I think we can all agree, right?
I think he'd like it, especially for the holidays.
I was one of hundreds of people there just that week.
You had a special friend.
I didn't.
You came back with stories. All of a sudden, you get back here in your own life. You forget about Victor. Who misses you?
He doesn't.
The right thing. It's never too late.
Oh.
Holidays approaching. Do the right thing.
Oh.
I guarantee you there's not a week that goes by that he's not down there raking the sand on the beach at 6 in the morning thinking, God, I wish Vaughn would call.
I don't think so at
Iggy,
all.
Can you do me
it's
a favor?
2 years.
Can you do me a favor? Can you put on the fan page? Can you just do a poll? Should Doug send a letter to Victor?
I don't know how to do polls, but I'm sure the texters are listening.
I just think if Doug saw it on the fan page, he's a member now. I think most people want you to sort of rekindle with Victor.
No, I don't think so.
By the way, this is unbelievable. I don't know if we have audio of this. I know we have audio of...
Victor?
No, my show and your interview with Matt Holliday. But
Adams, I think.
Matt Adams. Well, you have them both, for that matter. And Paul Dan.
Matt Damon also.
Matt Damon will be on the program in December. But, Doug, Noshin' and Joshin' has just debuted.
Noshin' and Joshin'.
That's right.
It's just debuted. Who was that?
Noshin' and Joshin' is Andy Hanselman.
Oh.
Timmy Recaps. I don't know if Matt wants his full name. Matty Bear. And Brother A-Bear. It's kind of fun. Matty
Bear. That's a good lineup.
A lot of bears.
And it's a podcast.
A lot of bears.
And, Doug, it's a podcast about the fan page.
It is not. What would you talk about?
Is there enough material?
I was on the debut show. Surprised you guys didn't know that.
I'm a Hanselman lemming, so maybe I'll sign up for that podcast because I love me some Hanselman.
Doug, it's a fan page. They talk about the fan page.
What is there to talk about?
Like what's doing?
Like people make posts and then they break down the post that somebody says.
And that's a great podcast because it could be a live action. Like as you're doing a podcast, oh, wow, someone's stirring up controversy on the fan page. Right. Let's check out the comment section.
How exciting is
Boy,
that?
That is like, a great aspect of it.
Yeah, look what I'm having
so
for
let
lunch.
Me understand
sure,
this.
Let's discuss that.
So there is a show.
Yeah, Noshin and Josh.
A podcast that is about this show.
No.
No, this is different. I'm saying Buck Swope does a
Oh, that's right. That's called Spokes Pins.
He does a podcast about this show.
Right.
And the offspring of this show was a fan page.
Right.
And now there is a podcast that focuses on the fan page, which focuses on this show, of which there's a podcast that focuses on this show.
You know what's meta?
That's right. That's
it's a little
right.
confusing.
You know what's meta is, what if there's going to be a Facebook page about Noshin and Joshin, which is about a Facebook page about a show.
Ooh.
It's, I mean, there's Ooh. Layers there, Doug.
Very deep, like peeling back the layers of an onion.
So, well, Doug, I would recommend listening to Noshin and Josh. Oh, episode one is debuted.
I can't wait to get my hands on a podcasting platform.
They got a lot. Which one are you going to use?
I don't. I probably
Why don't you
won't
do
use
a podcast about their podcast.
I'm not going to.
Wow. Huh?
We're kind of doing it right now, aren't we?
Right. Yeah. What?
So I don't need to do another one.
Boy, you are a little cranky this morning.
Well, I just like their page. Why don't you go like their page? It's called Noshin and Joshin.
And this is going to be a daily thing, weekly thing.
I feel like you could do one kind of what, two a day on the fan page. But I don't know what their schedule is.
Yeah, there's like 3,000 posts a day, so you have a lot to choose from.
Are there really 3,000 posts a day?
There's you post, and 2 minutes later, your post is like 90 posts down.
Mm.
There's a post every 2 seconds.
Post up.
Nicely done.
Tranny.
Now, you think Hanselman listens to this show still?
Yeah.
All right, because I want to make a suggestion for marketing. He should tweet out a GIF of him, like, pointing to a box of Fig Newtons.
Okay.
That would draw people in, and then I would follow their podcast.
Yeah, Monique Medina.
Thank you, Plowsy. Hold on. Self ring. Don't you love Hanselman?
Sure. Yeah.
Great
got
guy.
A nice voice, Jack.
I don't know what the Fig Newtons have got to do with anything.
That's the whole point. It's irreverent.
Okay.
You never know what's going to come up. Could be a box of Fig Newtons. Could be a clothespin. Who knows?
So these three, four guys, they sit down in the podcast studio here, and they just let it
no,
fly.
No. They drive over to Andy Hanselman's studios in, where is he, in Edwardsville, Plow?
Oh, wow.
I know he's Cross River. I don't know exactly where he's located.
I like
located
that. Cross at. River. I like that. I'm going to use
don't
that.
Say Cross River.
You know, what?
No one says Cross River.
You know what's happening now in the world of podcasts? I don't know if you read about it, but it's turned into like gang war because more and more people are doing podcasts. And I walked out the other day and there were some guys from another podcast and I thought it was on. Like they were
like
yelling
Wes
stuff.
Mantooth.
Yeah, they were yelling stuff about my podcast. And you know what I said? Says you. And then I ran to my car. But this thing could break out into gang warfare.
They have chains or anything? Knives?
No, it looked like
BDSM
they,
play.
Brass knucks?
It looked like they had one of those compasses with the little metal thing that you measure the circumference like with. What do you call that? Protractor, yeah. And that could make a nice
Doug,
puncture
poke you in both eyes. Yeah.
Doug, yeah. Why the hell is Timmy Recaps on the Fan Pin podcast? He is the definition of a real douche. Sorry, I can't listen to that one. That's from Doug's secret friend.
I don't know who my secret friend is. Nor do I know Timmy Recaps.
I have a feeling there are going to be multiple podcasts of the fan page because people aren't going to like somebody that's on Noshin and Joshin, and then there's going to be another podcast set up, and it's going to be a whole deal.
That's not going to happen because here's the thing with podcasts. There's a podcast governing agency, and only the best of the best get a podcast. Tim, you know that.
That's right.
There's criteria. Not everyone can do a podcast. Well, only the best of the best.
Tim's putting quite a stable together on his podcast.
Though, okay,
with
sure.
Kat. The interviews Tim's getting, it'll be in the top five of all podcasts within a few weeks, I think. And Timmy Recaps is one of the original CJ6 members.
Top five.
Who is
worldwide?
The original? Who's El Capitano?
If they have two first names, they started CJ6.
Oh, really? So there was like a group of six people who started the CJ6. Doug, can you name the members of the CJ6?
Hell no.
Betty, Veronica, Jughead.
Today we have a new interview from the Cat Chat with Matt Adams.
Kitty Cat.
Subscribe to that and enjoy it. The Adam Wainwright one, if you haven't listened to, is outstanding. And then we had questions from the audience. Our questions yesterday were most embarrassing moment of your career and biggest regret of your career. Plowhawk, you had an answer on Doug, and this one kind of caught me off guard because Iggy had shared his, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be tough for the Plowhawk to follow. and then somehow the Plowhawk was able to follow. This is from questions from the audience. You can listen to it in its entirety on your podcast platform of choice or inside STL.com. The Tim McKernan Show. Take a listen if you would.
I smoked a lot of weed before this show, right, and it happened to be a program that was a little off color, you know, and happened to bring in some Hustler Club strippers. Mm-hmm. And so I was, you know, very horny at the time. And so I was, just moved to St. Louis, and so I didn't know many people. And so I was sitting on the board, and they had me, you know, I was by myself in the little production area, so nobody was
around.
They
call it Stedman's Cove.
So I was aroused, but yet paying attention, you know. And they called me into the studio to do this bit, and by that time, I was, you know, I was supporting a flagpole.
Oh,
so
no.
I was kind of weary. I kind of tried to make it. Yeah, you know, I got to stay here just in case. So they brought somebody to run the board while I go in, and they noticed my boner. And it was a really tough time for me.
So what was going on in the segment that caused you to
They had the Hustler Club strippers, and they were, you know, doing things with their breasts and, you know, slapping each other's booties.
No.
Kind of just really, really immature of me to pop a boner at a workplace.
Yeah.
But I felt that at the time it was okay, you know, because I was just by myself. But when I went to the studio and they noticed it, and then it became a whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
God.
What's wrong with you, son?
And this was when I first started radio. This was like when I just got hired to, like, you know, be paid to run the board. I was doing things as an intern there for like a month or so. So it was.
You were Roderick's intern.
I was.
Oof.
No, it was fun. Very low maintenance. Boy. And I love
if you're looking at a totem pole.
So you have a boner tomorrow because some Hustler girls are coming out to the remote.
No, this is when, you know, I like I said, in the I didn't really know anybody at the time.
No,
so
you
you know.
Have. You couldn't have.
Were the girls impressed with the size of your engorgement?
I don't know. I was wearing like a tighter denim pant, so it was really hard to like see. But you could definitely see a bulge. And they didn't seem too impressed, I'll say that. But I think they were used to that sort of thing happening at their regular jobs. So.
Doug, I'm going to get some wings tomorrow night. And
get those rippling.
Will you join me for wings, Doug?
And Holy Ghost. If I could finish my hymn, then I can
continue the conversation again. Him, what you going to do about him?
That's my favorite song that you guys sing.
That's the only lyrics we know. I'd love to hear it again, Plowsy.
Let's see. Guys, I'm not sure how any of you don't pop a boner sitting next to that tasty treat Doug every morning. That's from the Mile High Twink. Well, you don't know that we're not aroused right now.
No, there's no way of knowing.
The truth is, we're used to Doug's handsomeness.
That's right.
Over the years, we've become immune to his elegant charms.
There's a certain animal magnetism over here. I'll give you that.
Guys, I stand up with Plowsy. Popping a chub, looking at scantily clad, dressed women doing naughty things to each other is completely understandable. That's from Scott's wrinkled ball sack, not his wife.
Oh,
would have been wonderful if it was from his wife. Unfortunately, it's from Scott proper, and they live on the Illinois Peninsula, which we have found actually exists.
And have to take a ferry to get to the shoreline.
Right. I definitely think the most embarrassing part wasn't the erection itself, but it was like their C squad that they brought in too. So it wasn't even like I was, you know, it was a worthy erection. It was one of
rough
those
old gals.
Yeah, oh, it was.
Were they
rough? They were
rough.
They were like the ones somewhere that were like dancing in the Hamptons. Remember that?
You and Iggy went to the Hamptons?
No, the Hampton Studios.
Oh, yeah.
They had stripper dancers during shows out in front of like...
Oh, yeah, that was another thing that Dota might want to tweet. That when the man/woman debuted, one of the great, great ideas, and it's like, oh, which one do you put in the top 10? And like making payroll, you know, but...
definitely didn't do that.
So... some of the funds were spent not necessarily on making payroll, but on putting go-go dancers in the windows of the studios on Hampton.
You know how the studios
really?
Were.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Right there, right next to that Taco Bell Ray King would hit.
Yeah, I know where the studio was, but I didn't ever see the dancers.
Well, their commercial plan was do that and then get a car collision place to sponsor. And if you're out looking and have an accident while you're watching, we got a guy for you.
These are the kinds of meetings where people come up with a great idea and they get lunch like within 2 minutes because they've hit the money load.
I remember when Cucky was arrested by a policeman out there in short shorts and a cut-off shirt thinking he was soliciting male prostitution.
Got the Blues to the second round, though. Got him a game seven winner with Troy Brower over those hockey hockeys.
Yeah. Cucky was released on his own recognizance, wasn't he?
I believe so. And then he came back for game seven against the Stars. Got the Blues there. Tim, I got a boner while floating at Presence Float Center. It was bobbing up and down like a boy in the middle of the Lake of the Ozarks. That's from Mae Young's newborn hand.
Don't do this to a sponsor, Mae.
Well, I mean, I don't think they're doing anything wrong if they happen to get aroused. Like, do you fault the plowboy?
No, you can't fault him. That just happens.
Right.
So you're saying it's happened to you on this presentation
several
times?
Not on this presentation, no. Maybe when you're, 13 or 14, it happens sometimes.
I was a little confused by not the boner, but the way Plowsy started it with, I was new in town and didn't really know a lot of people, so I popped a boner.
Well, I didn't want to get graphic, but I didn't have many sexual relations, for a few months of that, period of moving from college to here, so I didn't have a lot of prospects. My farm system was really tapped out.
Was it?
And so, yeah, I was hurting.
That's what Pornhub's for, buddy.
That's true.
Okay, easy.
Doug, the Design Air is the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. It's a magical hour of radio. People gather around the hearth.
I hope not. I hope families don't gather around and hear this stuff.
And they share tales is what they do. And Design Air says it's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operation. So we recommend that you call Design Air. Been serving St. Louis since 1904. Seth Goldkamp and his family, fourth generation owners. Design Air technicians don't work on commission, and they provide fast and friendly maintenance or emergency service. Doug, the Cat, and I are all Design Air customers. Schedule your fall furnace check today at 314-739-1600. Go online at designerservice.com. If you're in the market for a new furnace, be like Doug and make your house more comfortable than you ever imagined. Again, that's 314-739-1600, designerservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at insidestl.com. The morning after at insidestl.com. We'll have that Hot Shots email today. Right now, Misty Plops leads the month with 3 wins in November so far. And don't forget tomorrow night, Hot Shots in Edwardsville, TMA Live. Kind of the one that people have had circled on their calendars. We're very big in Edwardsville. We're very big in Illinois. And based on the fact that Hayden from the Hustler Club contacted Iggy, you got to feel like tomorrow night might be one of the most erotic TMA Lives yet.
I kind of doubt it.
Plowboy, I'd make sure that you remain seated.
Yeah. What do you think the chances are that that's actually going to happen, Iggy, if you were handicapped?
Yeah, let's put a little percentage out there.
I'll say 100% since Hayden said she's the point guard.
Wow.
Now, what time do you think we're going to do this? Because I will order up the wings ahead of time and carry them to the farthest reaches of that hot shot so as I don't get any airborne bacteria on my way.
CZ and Tim, but I told them to get there about 7:30.
Jennings is fired up. He has some good material tomorrow.
Does he? What sort of material?
I'm not going to reveal that now, but I mean, this is going to be really erotic.
I just am glad to see Jennings. I love that guy. That's a great person, a great American.
You guys noticed that Plowsy's story started down the same path as the guy who ended up in the bottom of the porta potty. It could have been worse. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit. One time I got a boner while I was watching Channel 4 Sports. It was embarrassing because it was a rerun and Doug was sitting on my lap. Thanks.
What?
We don't do reruns. Oh, maybe 2-3 in the morning. 2-3 in the morning, they might redo the 10 o'clock show.
It used to be the case.
I haven't been up to see that, if they still do that.
Don't you watch like game film? Like, oh, I could have done more inflection on my tees here.
No, I really don't. Kind of giving up on that.
Got to take a break. Come back with more of the Ryan Kelly Morning.